I want to speak now to Bernie Smith from Precious Life. Bernie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Bernie, this issue, of course, being raised by the four Catholic Archbishops of Ireland today in response to the decision by the government to legislate for abortion. It's a statement that you'll be very much in favour of. But is the argument one that you're losing now when it comes to legislation in the Republic of Ireland?
Well, it's something that we're greatly concerned about because obviously the Irish government is not listening to the people. I mean, it's been very clear referendum after referendum. There's a total opposition to any form of abortion being introduced into Ireland. And it's very clear from the World Health Organization. They've stated time and time again that Ireland's the safest place for a pregnant woman and that Ireland has the lowest maternal death rates in women. In fact, looking at all the other countries, Ireland, out of 100,000 women who may have complications and may die as a result of pregnancy-related illnesses, the number is as low as 6. Where other countries where abortion is legal, we see a massive increase in maternal death. So I think the government is not listening to the people and really looking at this issue where there's no medical necessity, where women are not dying because they can't access abortion. In fact, it's the opposite.
You're at total loggerheads with Alliance for Choice with regards to what referenda shows in recent times. If a poll was to be taken today, do you really believe that the people of Ireland would be with you as opposed to with the government and this considered legislation to give some due prominence to women who are at risk of suicide?
Well, Frank, I think the media has really confused this issue greatly over the last couple of months. And I think there's a lot of misinformation out there. In fact, what is actually happening here in Ireland is what the people or the media have tried to do is they've tried to medicalise a crime. Abortion in the south of Ireland is a crime under the 1861 Offences Against the Persons Act. And in fact, in the Constitution, mother and baby are both protected. And in fact, there is no medical necessity. So I think whenever you put the full facts to the people and you're able to debate this here without the media forefronting a biased pro-abortion campaign, I think the people would continue to vote in opposition. But there's a lot of muddying of the waters out there. In fact, I'm greatly concerned with how the media have dealt with the recent cases with the death of Safita and basically looking at this issue where we know that there's no medical necessity. In fact, I had an obstetrician and gynaecologist and a psychiatrist and a legal representative at Stormont last week, where they presented the facts surrounding women's health, maternal health, the law. And it's very clear here when all the information is given. And even in fact, I had members of the Methodist Church present who had never looked at the issue, the full issue, looking at the mental, the physical concerns of women in pregnancy. And they came away from that conference very informed. So let's give everybody the information and I think we might get a different... the people may see the truth in its entirety, not just misinformation and lack of information.
The reality, of course, regardless of how you view the media, Bernie, is that Savita Halappanavar is dead and she didn't have the option of an abortion because she was in the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, well, Frank, let's wait till we get the information on that. Everyone's jumped on that, media included. Pro-abortion groups have used it as a vehicle to campaign for a change in legislation. Let's wait until the legal opinion and the investigation comes out into the media limelight. And let's wait and see how the media presents the facts surrounding that case.
But Bernie, would you accept, and you can do nothing but accept, that she didn't have the choice?
I can accept that we don't have all the facts surrounding that case, Frank, and until we have, I think it's very wrong for us all to make, to give our own personal opinion. And in fact, the media have done a good job of presenting facts that they don't have full access to. So I would be happy to discuss that when those facts are available from the hospital and those involved in the inquiry.
Yes, but do you accept that the dead woman didn't have a choice?
Well, it's not about choice.
Well, surely it is about choice if you're coming from Savita Halappanavar's family's perspective.
Well, again, a lot of the information that's been released surrounding that case has been very misleading. In fact, I think the reporter who exposed that case is backtracking now. So I think let's look at the case and the entire case and all its facts and when it's available. And at the end of the day, it's not about choice. is about ensuring, yes, women are given all the medical care that they need, and the medical profession who cared for Savita will make their findings known, or those that will be made available to the government, to politicians, to the people. When that investigation is finished, at this point in time, it's very, very difficult to preempt, to speculate on a case without all the information and facts. And I will reiterate it, it's not about choice. We don't have the choice to destroy unborn children, irregardless of any of the circumstances. But women should be given all the medical care to protect their life, and also equally to protect the life of their unborn child. If in those very rare cases the pregnancy has to be induced, and I mean very, very rare, there should always be backup support to ensure that the life of that unborn child is treated with dignity and is also safely protected in, for example, a neonatal unit. And even the Royal College of Psychiatrists said in 2008 that women who have abortions are over 30% at risk of developing adverse effects. So even looking at the psychological facts surrounding a woman's health and pregnancy, it's very clear that we're not protecting women. In fact, we're destroying their lives. So I think we have a big debate on this issue, and changing the law, liberalising the law, allowing the killing of unborn children, it would not be in the interests of women in Ireland.
Do you accept that it ruins a woman's life if she's contemplating suicide as a result of being pregnant? And if she is in a situation whereby she follows through and ends her life by suicide, that those who didn't allow her the choice have to take some responsibility for her being dead?
Well, Frank, you're painting a scenario that doesn't happen. And I can tell you, we have no figures. In fact, the Department of Health in the UK released figures recently on Irish women who travelled, and none of those abortions were performed to save the mental health of the women. They were all for social reasons, every single one of them. In fact, Jim Allister here in Northern Ireland looked at the figures that were released for all the abortions that were performed over the last 45 years in the UK, and I think the grand total of deaths through abortion in the UK was 7 million unborn babies lost their life. None of those, in fact, I think when they compared the statistics, I think they estimated something like 143 out of 7 million could have fit at the criteria to save the life of the mother, and that wasn't necessarily the physical or the psychological health of the life of the mother.
So you don't accept that a woman who may be raped by another family member who ends up pregnant might not be contemplating suicide, considering
the
experience?
Very rare cases, Frank. I've dealt with many of those cases here in Northern Ireland personally myself. I've helped women right through the whole 9 months of pregnancy, whether they've been raped, whether they have felt they were depressed. And as I say, in the very rare cases, and I've never came across one where a woman was about to take her life, literally take her life. They're very rare cases. And in fact, we need to get good medical professionals on board in those rare cases. In fact, but I've seen the opposite. I've seen women committing suicide, threatening to take their lives because of the abortion. In fact, last year, whether you allow me to continue with this story or not, I'll throw it in for good measure because it's a fact. I had to ensure that a young girl was supported with one of my colleagues and housed and protected over Christmas because she wanted to take her life. It was a devastating experience for her. She had an abortion. She was coerced by family members and the pro-abortion movement who didn't offer her any solution or any support through the pregnancy. She chose to have an abortion. And when she went back depressed, suicidal, they said, well, that was your choice. And it was the organisations like Precious Life who stepped in, supported that girl, enabled her to have a Christmas where people were around her who cared, who had no judgment on her and supported her. And that girl's now back in the workplace because of people like me who took time to meet with her for coffees, who took her out for lunches to support her through an awful experience. That girl was suicidal because of abortion. And I think if your listeners who've had abortion should ring in Frank and put the record straight. Abortion is harmful to women, and women deserve better than abortion.
Bernie Smith, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Frank.